This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. The National Retail Federation predicts record holiday sales this year. That's sales from November through December. But there's a growing number of Americans who are opting out of all the consumer frenzy, and not just for the holidays. The Buy Nothing Project is a hyperlocal gift economy where neighbors give and receive freely. There are community groups on Facebook. There's also now a new app. And this community has ballooned in size since the start of the pandemic. Marketplace's Amanda Peacher has more.
So I'm in my neighborhood Buy Nothing group in San Diego. This week, people gave away high chairs, dress clothes, and exercise weights. Group members can also post requests, as in, before I go out and buy X, anyone have one to give away?
You know, I put it out there. Hey, I'm looking for age-appropriate gifts.
Alice D'Amore often Christmas shops from her Buy Nothing group in Portland, Oregon. This year, her two sons will get toy robots that came from a neighbor.
And sometimes people are like, I need to clear this basement because I'm getting new toys coming in.
When her boys outgrow the robots, D'Amore will pass them on. Lisa Clark, co-founder of the Buy Nothing Project, calls this a collective aha moment.
People are buying nothing in hordes.
The groups meet a real economic need for some. For others, it's a chance to declutter and jump off the consumer hamster wheel.
You can actually seek out an alternative economy like a gift economy.
She says that feels good and is better for the environment and our pocketbooks. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.